Ladies and gentlemen, good day and welcome to the MEC Conferences and Events Limited H1 and FY26 earnings conference call. As a reminder, all participant lines will be in the listen-only mode, and there will be an opportunity for you to ask questions after the presentation concludes. Should you need assistance during the conference call, please signal an operator by pressing star, then zero on your touch-tone phone. Before we begin, please note that this conference call may contain forward-looking statements about the company, which are based on the beliefs, opinions, and expectations of the company as on date of this call. The statements are not the guarantee of future performance and involve risks and uncertainties that are difficult to predict. On the call today, we have with us Mr. Amit Bhatia, Chairman and Managing Director, Mr. Ravi Kumar Mishra, Chief Financial Officer, Mr. Ranjan Ghosh, Vice President, and Ms. Yashaswi Srivastava, Company Secretary and Compliance Officer. I now hand the conference over to Mr. Amit Bhatia, CMD, for opening remarks. Thank you, and over to you, sir.
Thank you. Good evening, everyone. My name is Amit Bhatia. I am the Chairman and Managing Director with MEC Conferences and Events Limited. I welcome you to the earnings call. And before I present to you the financial result, I will request my colleague, Mr. Ranjan Ghosh, to quickly take you through the company. Maybe a few new investors have joined in for their understanding. Ranjan, if you just quickly take everybody through the company's profile. Thank you, Ranjan.
Hi, good evening, everyone. This is Ranjan. Thank you for joining in. So MEC Conferences and Events, we are a MICE company into the business from the last 21 years. So when we say MICE, it is meeting, incentive, conference, events, and exhibition. So we are a company into organizing business on a trunkie basis, be it in India or outside India. So we do take care of end-to-end corporate business, which means in case if somebody, some corporate has 100 people to travel to an X destination, be it India or outside. So we do take care of their ticketing, their hotel bookings, their visas if it's an international destination, their entertainment during the gala dinner setups. So everything is going to be managed by the in-house team. So this is the way we do our business. Our vision is to kind of create a brand which delivers the benchmark quality for the MICE solution. And mission is to kind of create unforgettable experiences for the corporate. During this journey of 21 years, we got some affiliations which are very, very important for our business and the industry. So we are affiliated with PATA, ADTOI, IATA, and so on. In regard to our services, so we, as I mentioned, that we do take care of the visas, the hotel bookings, ticket logistics, foreign exchange, ticketing booking also. In regard to our achievements during this journey, so we have been awarded Best MICE Organizer in year 2018, and we were awarded with the Best MICE Company in 2023. So we have expertise of handling big events as big as 3,000 or 3,000-plus people traveling to a destination with a volume. And we have expertise of handling high-end corporate wherein you have the leaderships traveling, a handful of people, let's say 25, 30, 35 people. So our team is being aligned to kind of manage businesses as per the requirement of the corporate or the client. So this is a short brief about MEC Conferences. I pass on this to Mr. Bhatia, our Chairman, to take this over then.
Thank you, Ranjan. Now, I will just take you through our numbers for the first half ending 30th September. Now, as you would be aware, our revenue, consolidated revenue, was 97 crores, 8 lakh rupees, with a PAT margin of 7.82 crore. I repeat, 97.08 crores were the revenue from sales, and PAT was 7.82 crore. And the standalone was marginally less in terms of PAT. Standalone was 94 crores top line, 94.81, and the PAT was 7.73. This year, the first half, we were able to marginally increase the PAT margins from last year, although the top line and the bottom line took a dip. And basically, the reason of this is because our April and May were affected due to the India-Pakistan war. When we say in the second week, I think, or the first week only, the attack happened in Pahalgam, and post that, there were a lot of cancellations. And then, the war clouds were there. So the traveling in India, out of India, was affected. And hence, our April and May, we saw a lot of cancellation and dip in sales. Perhaps that was the reason why we could not, look at a growth from the last year. Since in the industry where we are, the companies who have budgeted some expenses towards the MICE events, whether it is domestic or international, these people cannot really spend, the corporates cannot spend this money anywhere and everywhere. This has to be spent in the MICE domain, and hence this money is going to be now made available to the branches and the local offices for organizing of MICE movements in the second half. We already saw a lot of increase in queries and confirmations in the second half. Currently, our order book looks very healthy, but unfortunately, I cannot share the numbers here. So this is about it, and we, in order to expand, we have moved into an office which is three times bigger than the current one, or the one where we were about 2 months back. From 4,600 square feet, two-plate offices, in order to generate synergy, we've moved into 13,000 square feet, one-plate office. In order to save the cost, we have moved from Sector 2, Noida, to Sector 73. Because in future, we have to have hire people for our OTA portal, which is Book My Yatra. So it is a 250-275-seater office, and it would now take care of our future requirements because the lead is there for 9 years. Coming back to our basic business, okay, so I forgot to mention, Book My Yatra is in the launch stage. We should be able to launch it in month of December. The testing is on. The product itself is 90% ready. The testing is on, and like I said, we should be able to launch it in December. Now, coming back to the MICE business, the core business, this year, we are looking at a growth, but we do not want to compromise on the margins. Last year, we were able to maintain the top line, but had to compromise on the margins. Hence, this year, things are looking good. New clients have been added, new leadership have been added. We have new people joining in. So things are looking much better than last year, and we are looking at about 25% growth from the last year's number, which unfortunately didn't happen last year because of the business, one particular business, which was for 80 crores, which we did not get last year because it did not get operated. So this is the detail about the last 6 months. I would now pass it on to the you know, the MC for the next step towards the what do you call it, Q&A. Thank you.
Thank you very much, sir. We will now begin the question and answer session. Anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and one on the touchtone telephone. If you wish to remove yourself from the question queue, you may press star and two. Participants are requested to use handsets while asking a question. Ladies and gentlemen, we will wait for a moment while the question queue assembles. The first question is from the line of Sana Shah from Shah and Sons. Please go ahead.
Hello, good evening.
Good evening, Ms. Sanasha.
Thank you for the opportunity, sir, and congratulations. Sir, I have two questions. The first is, can you share an update of the domestic versus international event mix and whether our overseas destinations are stabilizing after recent disruption? And another question is, while BFSI, cement and auto are leading, do you see growing demand from sectors like IT or pharma?
Thank you for coming on the conference call. Now, giving your reply to the first one, first question, you know, the business took a setback because of, you know, the air spaces being closed, and there was, you know, a lot of tension around the war. But once things got sorted in month of May, you know, from June onwards, the regular and the normal travel started. Now, you know, the countries specifically, we have nothing to complain. I don't think so. Any country was affected because even if the airspace over the country which is next to ours is closed, that did not have any issues. People were still traveling. All the countries which were, you know, being visited before the war are currently being visited. There is no issue as such. And I forgot you asked me a third question also.
Yes. So I asked, like, while BFSI, cement and auto are leading this, sir, are you seeing any growing demand for the sectors like IT or pharma?
You know, pharma has limitation. Pharma has issues in terms of their incentive travel. They are not allowed to do it. So primarily, we do not have a lot of pharma clients. But what has happened for us in positive territory is that we acquired a company few months back, Travexcel, which was into doctor conferences, the pharma business. So that company we had acquired, and that company already has two businesses. One is for month of November, which is called Newcon Conference. This is a doctor conference. And they have a bigger conference for about 8,000 doctors, which is called Epicon, which is in month of February in Guwahati, in Patna. I'm sorry, Patna, Guwahati is next year, I think. So this is in Patna. So this is to take care of the, the pharma sector. IT, unfortunately, we do not do a lot of business with them. And in terms of their mice movement, there is very less business which they have, which is for towards incentive. Because, IT does not have any incentive structure, so to say, unlike paid companies and banking companies and cement companies and glass companies. So this is just to give you the, detail.
Sir, and one more question. Are there any upcoming tenders in the pipeline for FY27? Any under division or something like that?
Tender is that I forgot to mention. Thank you for just reminding me. In the past 2-3 months, we have now got into the government tender business, institution and government tender business. We have started the process of getting empaneled into a lot of government agencies. And it is my son, Adit Bhatia, and our Vice President, Mr. Ranjan Ghosh, son, Yash Ghosh, who are taking that initiative. And in a span of just about 2 months, they have already picked up 2 businesses with a value of about 80 lakh rupees, which are with a healthy, profitability. Now, government business, like everybody is aware, it is a big ocean. There are a lot of opportunities which are coming our way, and we are now, trying to get empaneled. Excuse me. We have had lucky break, and this year some part of our turnover will be, solidified by our this particular division of government conferences and institutional conferences. Besides this, in terms of regular corporates and clients, yes, we are in process of quoting for big ones. There are big ones which are at the verge of confirmation, or there are certain businesses which we have already picked up, but I cannot share with you right now because we haven't shared it anywhere in the public zone. So things are looking good. Like I said, our order book is looking good. And the good thing is that we were just restricted to MICE company. Now we are now looking at the entire travel, industry. And we're looking at, pharma doctor conferences, which is a different altogether, segment of travel. We are now into, government and institutions, that is a separate segment, and our OTA site, which is Book My Yatra, is already alive. We are getting some traffic, but it is facing, we are testing it. So if there is any issue, we kind of go back to the drawing board, sit with our vendors and our IT team and sort them. So this is the answer to your question.
Thank you so much, sir. Thank you for the clarity and all the very best.
Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Rohan Mehta, an individual investor. Please go ahead.
Thank you, sir. Good evening and thanks for the opportunity. Sir, in terms of government projects division that we've recently launched, if you could shed some light on this IFFI hospitality mandate that we've managed to win, what kind of opportunity and scalability is there in this?
You know, this is what we are doing here is that we are handling the logistics of about 1,100 to 1,200 participants who are coming to Goa for about a week or 10 days. They had a jury conference for about 41 days in Mumbai, wherein the jury of 12 people to 14 people stayed in a particular hotel, and they were there for 40 nights. It is a sizable business. You can calculate 12 rooms into 40 is about 400 plus room nights. So this is what we had, and of course the 1,100 to 1,200 people, the logistics which we are handling in Goa.
I see. So, sir, can we expect more such projects from government? Since this is the division is dedicated towards government projects, do you see a marked increase in share of government-related business? And do you see the difference in a certain the level of margins that we make in the government projects compared to our corporate MICE business? Considering that in many industries with government projects, the payment cycles are a little longer than they are in the corporate side. So what are your views on that, sir?
You know, of course, you said it correctly. The margins are kind of on a higher side. Primarily, the reason is that not many companies qualify as vendors for government contracts. You know, we did not have the bandwidth, we did not have neither the team nor the infrastructure, and also not the financial capability. Hence, we did not, you know, try in government sectors. But now, since we have, with blessings of God, virtually everything, we are now breaking into government sector and getting success. In terms of payment cycle, you know, I very frankly do not want to comment on it, but you know, what happens if the documentation is no problem, you know, if there is no service issues, in 100% cases, I'm sure the payments would not be delayed. Here, the basic training or gyan which we have given to Adit and Yash is that the documentation needs to be as firm as possible so that the payment is not an issue later. And we have a strict financial system here and compliance which is taking care and ensuring that, you know, there is no ambiguity in the paperwork so that the payment gets stuck later on the day. In terms of revenue, I cannot give you assurance of a number because I have not tested water currently. We have been empaneled in two, three ministries. We have been empaneled in two, three associations, but there is nothing substantial in terms of numbers which I can confirm to you at this point of time or advise the exchange also. What I can show you, this 80 lakh rupees business which we picked up is at a much a better a profit percentage than the corporate business which we do. So that is it.
Fair enough, sir. That's useful. So just one more thing, are we exploring more avenues in tier 2 cities and exploring hybrid events, you know, considering the overall projections for MICE industry, you know, industry reports give a good, healthy growth projection for the industry at large. So are you seeing any opportunity in tier 2 cities and in hybrid events, and are we going to be focusing over there? What if you could give some color on that?
You know, for us, mostly our corporates, our clients are, you know, the bigger companies which are there in India. So I, in terms of regional offices or tier two cities, in most of the cases, the decision comes to their zones office or it comes to their region office. So eventually, the decision comes to people somewhere sitting in Mumbai, Delhi or Chennai or Bangalore. So nothing much happens at the local level. Local level, a small company may decide to take their 20 dealers to Thailand or 30 dealers to Thailand. That business we are not too excited about, because then you understand, nobody would try and book a Marriott or a Hilton there. They will book a normal hotel. So there is not going to be, profitability is going to be issue. Then payment, we would be unnecessary concerned that we are working with a small company. Here we work with all blue chip companies, so we are not too worried about the payment. Once we get the PO confirmation on email, we go ahead with the payments. So this is it in regard to the tier two cities. Now, in terms of hybrid cities, hybrid event, we, our bread and butter is this only. We know only this hybrid businesses, hybrid events, ticketed events. That is not our forte, and it is a very risky proposition if you do a ticketed event or something like that, and we are not a company which is actually into it. So this is to give your answer.
Got it, sir. Got it. That's very helpful. That was all from my side, and thank you for taking my questions, and all the best, sir.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Kapil Advani from Earth Growth Fund. Please go ahead.
Hello, sir. Good evening. Am I audible?
Good evening. Yes, you are.
So, sir, what is the expected business split between MICE, corporate travel desk, cruises, and religious tourism you are seeing?
I do not have the buffer. I do not have the breakup currently. But if I talk about the bifurcation, then MICE will be about, I could be extremely wrong, but it's about 80-85% would be MICE, and some would be cruises, some would be weddings, some would be religious tourism. But majorly it is MICE only.
Okay, sir. Got it. And sir, how much of the order book that we have been in H1 have been executed so far?
All, virtually all have been executed. There is nothing which is left, not, is not executed for the first half of the year.
Okay, sir. Okay. And sir, have you any secured any mega events that is in pipeline for second half of this year?
I know what you're referring to as a mega event. That the big one is not, it has not come to us or anyone in the industry for anyone to quote. But we have picked up certain big ones, and also in the last 6 months, we, besides picking up big ones, we've picked up some 6 crore, 7 crore, very niche events, be it in Argentina, be it in Peru. So for the second half, the biggest one which you're referring to is not there in the market currently. The ideal time for it to come in the market is towards the November.
Okay, sir. And sir, on the margin side, given that H1 margin has been improved, so what is the sustainable EBITDA margin range we are targeting? Is there any number that we want to achieve?
We aspire to reach the last year's profitability, last to last year's profitability, 2024. This year, we were not able to do it because of the reasons known to you. We've brought those reasons to your attention multiple of times. This year, we are not too worried about the top line. We are looking at margins, and this year, the margins should be in the line of last year, sorry, last to last year. And we're looking at a growth of 25% in the top line. Hence, we look at a growth of 25% in the bottom line also. Not in terms of absolute number, not on 14 crore, which we had, but we want to bring the profitability pre-2025 and grow it by 25%.
Understood, sir. And sir, on the Travexel Medical Conference vertical, how much margin uplift is expected?
What I can tell you is that the medical conferences company, their profitability is much higher than a regular MICE company. There are various reasons to it, but I cannot get deeper into those reasons. But for example, if they have a 20 crore conference in the month of February, their profitability is going to be much more than a MICE company's profitability. So their order book already has about 25 crores, 22-25 crores business this year. And the order book for next year also has about 20-22 crore business. So their increase in order, increase in profit is going to, of course, complement our balance sheet. Also, the government division, which we are telling you about, so that is going to increase the profitability. Plus, there is also a correction happening in the market where the smaller players are kind of facing a tough time. So all that is now helping us to increase the business top line and bottom line.
Got it, sir. That was very helpful. Thank you. Thank you for taking up the question.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Parth Patel from Patel Investment. Please go ahead.
Good evening. Am I audible?
Yes, you are, Patel sir.
Yes. Thank you so much, sir. Thank you for giving me the opportunity. So I just had a few questions. So now that Yatra, which is a Yatra brand, has finally come into our fold, so I wanted to know your thought about how it's going to impact us. And I wanted to know the strategies that you are going to imply on the larger plan and your view on this development to the B2C business.
From day one, we wanted to captivate the current audience which we have. There are thousands of people or about a lakh of people who travel with us every year. And in the last 21 years, there are lakhs and lakhs who have traveled with us. We've done thousands of events. Now, even if I have to pick up the data of last 5 years, I would say that there are about 5 lakh people who have traveled with us who would certainly remember our name, who have traveled with us domestic and international multiple of times. These people would be gradually brought into our on our portal, onto our app, and then we will kind of ensure that make money out of it, and also give a benefit of pricing and the service to these existing numbers. There are also associations where we want to partner with. I cannot right now give you details, but if there is an association A, we want to get that association to our app. If association comes over to our app, then you know we will give them some benefit. We'll have this increase in footfall. So this is the plan. In terms of number, it is very early for me to share with you the numbers, because we are not competing with the big ones. We don't stand a chance, and we don't want to get into that league. We are not here to kind of compete with them. What we are looking at, we're looking at a vertical, we're looking at a synergy between our current team and the few IT team members who will be joining us. Like I said, we have moved to a bigger office. So we will kind of work on a module which is going to be cost effective, and it is going to generate revenue for us in terms of profit and revenue.
Got it, sir. So safe to assume that we have a small customer base already which we are going to migrate. But when it comes to the larger picture, so what is going to be our customer acquisition plan, and what kind of CACs are we looking at, as well as what is going to be our branding strategy, because we are closely, the name is closely related to another platform as well.
No, you know, when you talk about that platform, it does not matter. You know, that platform took us to a high court. We fought a legal battle with them for three months, and the result was in our favor. So
yeah.
I'm repeating that we do not want to, you know, we do not aspire to become a OTA. We don't aspire to have a brand ambassador who has a, you know, face recall. All that things we do not want to do. You know, we want to slowly, slowly take the company to a particular level where, you know, we become more profitable day by day, and we also, our top line also increases, because we realize that in next 1.5 years, we have an opportunity to go to the main board, you know, and when we go to the main board, we want to, you know, carry good numbers in our report card. So for that, it is one of the divisions which we are you know, adding into our hat. It is one of the feathers which we wish to add. So our focus is also going to be in a cost-effective zone, not spend or burn money, because I do not believe in business in which you burn money and you aspire to make money after 5 years. I want profitability today.
Got it, sir. So if we take, let's say, 2 years in consideration, the next 2 years, so what kind of revenues are we eyeing for, and what kind of margin differential? So currently we are somewhere around 8%. So moving forward, what kind of margin are we looking to achieve? You can give me a range if a number is not possible.
We are comfortable at a figure which is about, you know, 12 to 13%, 14% in PAT. You know, this is the kind of figures which we are comfortable with. We last year, since we took a beating on the profitability in terms of the PAT margins. We do not want to over commit and shoot higher. We want to achieve that kind of a number, which is 12 to 13%, and we are quite happy with it. With new things happening, for example, this IFE is happening next week. So when IFE is happening next week, we do not have our new team which has been hired. Yes, of course, Adit and Yash are the pillars of this particular division. But then the team which is traveling on ground is the team which is existing with us. For example, if next to Sector 2 in Noida near the metro station, we moved to 73, which is also near the metro station. So, we do not, we are very, we spend money very cautiously. So, profitability is our main focus now, and 12 to 13% is the figure which we are comfortably looking at.
Got it, sir. Just a couple of questions on the existing business. So, if you see in the investor presentation, the average revenue per event has been trending down. So, I just wanted to know what is the reason on this, and what is the sustainable level that we can look at?
No. Of course, that presentation has this, we mentioned that. We have also mentioned the number of events which we, organize in a year. But end of the day, it does not matter. If I am doing something in Agra and it is for 2.5 crore, maybe it gets me more profitability than taking 1,000 people to Thailand. So, the number of events divided by number, revenue divided by number of it doesn't, justify our actual numbers in the balance sheet. So there is no benchmark. There is no, number which is a formula number which help us to derive that whether our performance is good or bad. Number of events could be higher or it could be lower. So that does not worry.
Got it, sir. If I have to, let's say, judge the overall performance, what kind of ratio should I look at which justifies your line of business where there is a lot of events happening?
Sorry, I'm a little confused with the question.
So, if we cannot look at average revenue per event, what other sort of ratio do you suggest that we should look at?
Basic simple formula is the top line and the PAT margins. There is nothing better and easy for calculation. Yes, there are bifurcations which I do not have right now, but this is the easiest and the safest way to check the health of the company.
Got it, sir. So that was all from my side. Thank you so much for taking my all the best for the future.
Thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Muskan Malhotra, an individual investor. Please go ahead.
Hi, sir. Good evening.
Good evening, Ms. Muskan.
Sir, I have two questions. So, like you mentioned that, securing 40 crores worth of new mandates within just 15 days during H1. So, like, could you share more details on the expected execution timeline and the margin profile?
They already have been executed. There is nothing which is to be executed. Maybe if there are multiple groups in one particular business then there are certain groups which are maybe two or three. You know, for example, if there are 800 people traveling to a particular country, maybe a batch of 50 or 100 is left. I do not have that number, but all of them have been, you know, most of them have already traveled, or 99% of them have traveled. In terms of profitability, that 40 crores, what we had mentioned, it would be similar margins. I do not have the numbers right now, but the profitability would be closer to the PAT margins which you see. So, which in this case is about 8 point something.
All right. So that helps. My second question is around that the average revenue per event is declining, and now it stands around 92 lakh in H1 FY26. So, like, is this sustainable, or will it go further down?
I think I spoke to Mr. Mehta before you, I forgot the name. Now, like I said, you know, our yardstick, the formula to check the performance of the company, especially a MICE company, is not the revenue divided by number of events. Yes, we mentioned it in the balance sheet or in the presentation, investor presentation, but it is not the yardstick to say that, you know, or to say that, you know, for example, if from 90 it comes down to 70, then company is in a trouble, or it goes up to 2 crores, it is going to be good news. So there is no other yardstick but to see the top line and the bottom line to check the health of the company, especially the one which is into a MICE segment.
Understood. So that really helped. Thank you so much, and all the very best.
Thank you, Ms. Muskan.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, before we take the next question, a reminder to all, you may press star and one to ask a question. The next question is from the line of Saurabh, an individual investor. Please go ahead. Saurabh, your line is unmuted. Please go ahead.
Hello. Good evening, sir.
Aaj good evening, Saurabh ji. Bataiye.
Sir, just the IPO proceedings are with you. After the IPO, मतलब एक भी single result with growth and with good margin अभी तक post नहीं हुआ. तो in future we can expect.
Can I repeat your question? You said that after IPO, our growth is not there, our revenue is not there. Am I correct?
Yes. Yes.
देखिए ये ना मिस्टर सौरभ यू हैव टू यू नो इफ यू कैलकुलेटेड यू नो इफ फॉर एग्जांपल आर हेलो
यस यस
आवाज आ रही है
बताएं हाँ जी बताएं
फॉर एग्जांपल इफ यू कैलकुलेट दिस 97 करोड़ व्हिच वी हैव डन एंड यू डिवाइड इट बाय मंथ्स यू हैव द प्रोराटा फिगर यू नो सिंस we have been unlucky in month of April, May, and it is a force majeure event where, you know, act of war is beyond any control. Had it not been this war scenario April, May, then we would have, shown you a growth. We would have shown you a growth in top line and in bottom line also. So after the IPO, we have given three results. One was on in November last year, wherein our top line increased by I think about 96%, our PAT increased by 84%, which was immediately after the IPO. That was a very good result. Then in month of May this year, that result was not up to the expectation of the market, neither the market nor we as a promoter. Now, yesterday's result is, I would say that I am, as a promoter of the company, I am comfortable. Everybody wants more. But I am comfortable seeing this result because I know that we suffered for 2 months, which is April and May. And there is nothing mm-hmm. to complain about it. As an Indian, I am proud of what we did in month of May. So I have nothing to complain. But at the same time, if you calculate on pro rata basis, we would have shown a growth already.
उसका सिमिलर अगर अपन पीयर ग्रुप में हाँ जी अगर
देखिए
सर अगर उसका सिमिलर पीयर ग्रुप में एग्जीक्यूशन इवेंट्स और एग्जीबिशन वगैरह है सो दे आर पोस्टिंग गुड नंबर्स इवन आफ्टर दैट इवेंट आल्सो फॉर अप्रैल एंड मई यू आर सेइंग व्हाई मेक कॉन्फ्रेंस इज नॉट डूइंग गुड
देखिए उनका मॉड्यूल डिफरेंट है अब मैं उनकी बैलेंस शीट तो नहीं पढ़ता बट उनका आप मेरे से आराम से जितने क्वेश्चन पूछो कोई दिक्कत नहीं मैं आपको जो जवाब देना चाहता हूँ वो ये है कि उनका उनका मॉड्यूल डिफरेंट है जितना मुझे पता है उनके पास अपने 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 हैंगर्स हैं उनके पास अपने अपने ऐसे हॉल हैं जिसके अंदर लोग आकर के इवेंट करते हैं और उनके बिजनेस में इफेक्ट नहीं होगा या कम होगा मेरे को उनके बारे में नहीं पता बट मुझे अपनी कंपनी के बारे में पता है कि मैं मेरे ग्रोथ क्यों नहीं आई उसका रीजन मैंने आपको बताया और एक चीज और है सौरभ जी जैसे आप इफेक्टेड है शेयर की प्राइस में तो हम एज अ प्रोमोटर बड़ा इमोशनल इशू होता है एंड एज अ प्रोमोटर लॉस भी होता है बट इन ऑर्डर टू show to the market and since we are convinced since our conviction is there hum market se khud khareed rahe hain as a promoter kahin par bhi kuch bhi due diligence mein kuch galat nahi karte kuch bhi hanky panky nahi kar rahe aur khud market se khareed rahe hain just to because we are confident ki aaj agar hum ye share saste mein lete hain तो हमने तो कहीं नहीं जाना ना हमने जाना ना हमने गोवा जाना तो हमने तो जीना मरना यहीं पर ही है और यही काम करना है इसलिए हमारी कन्विक्शन नहीं है
सर वो बात ठीक है प्रॉब्लम इज कि आप जब आईपीओ लेके आए थे यू प्रॉमिस 25% 30% ग्रोथ द ओनली प्रॉब्लम इज कि आफ्टर द आईपीओ देर वॉज नो रिजल्ट टू शो कि 25% ग्रोथ यू अचीव्ड और समथिंग लाइक दैट द मार्केट एक्सपेक्ट्स दैट
मैं देखिए मैं आपकी बात बिल्कुल समझ रहा हूँ आपने शेयर प्राइस ए पे लिया होगा आज वो माइनस बी और के बाद कुछ होगा प्राइस बट आप देखिए कि एक प्राइस ही सब चीज डिटरमिन नहीं करता एक एक इसकी हमारे और भी बड़े फैक्टर्स हैं आप मेरे से ज्यादा सीनियर हैं मैं अपनी कंपनी की परफॉर्मेंस मैं अपनी कंपनी के अंदर के कंप्लायंसेस की वाउच कर सकता हूँ
करेक्ट
तो बस ये है बाकी हम आपसे मई में दोबारा बात करेंगे फिर आप बताइएगा
डन सर डन 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 थैंक यू सर थैंक यू
थैंक यू जी
थैंक यू लेडीज एंड जेंटलमैन This was the last question for today. I now hand the conference over to the management for closing comments.
Thank you, madam. Thank you, everyone, for taking our time. Like I've mentioned, as promoters, we are working harder than earlier. We are putting in much more effort. अगर ये दो महीने नहीं होते तो थिंग्स वुड हैव बीन डिफरेंट बट एट द सेम टाइम वी आर लुकिंग फॉरवर्ड टू द नेक्स्ट सिक्स मंथ्स ऑफ परफॉर्मेंस एंड I hope and pray that in month of May, when I come on to the investor call again, our numbers will be able to justify our effort which we have been putting. So thank you. Thank you everyone, and God bless you. Please stay safe.
Thank you very much, sir. On behalf of MEC Conferences and Events Limited, that concludes this conference. Thank you for joining us, and you may now disconnect your lines.